Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. If this is your first time of joining us, I wonder what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on this show, the Lord gets to speak to us. He uses His Word to minister to our souls. And the Word of God is indeed new every morning. That's why I'm confident that you've been here. You are going to be extremely blessed today. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. Kindly please help us to share to everyone that you know, and be a blessing to somebody today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the fifth day in the month of April 2025. It's a beautiful Saturday, and the Lord has a topic for us that says, like the day of Pentecost, part 5. Like the day of Pentecost, part 5. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 15. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in one year is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 14 to chapter 16. 2 Samuel from chapter 14 to chapter 16. Our memory verse is taken from Job chapter 33 verse 4. Job chapter 33 verse 4, which says, the Spirit of God had made me, and the breath of the Almighty had given me life. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, which says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the face of the earth. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Our manual today reads, as I continue to discuss the significance of the events of the day of Pentecost, I want you to consider that on that day, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, like we see in Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to 2. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, from verse 21 to 28, when the wind blew, a way appeared where there was none before. When a revival like the day of Pentecost happens, every force hindering the church will be blown away by the mighty wind, and ways will appear where there was none before. Some years ago, I was invited to preach in an Orthodox church, and I preached about the three basic steps of Christianity: salvation, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When I finished speaking about the Holy Spirit, I was expecting some opposition. But an archdeacon came to me and said, sir, thank you for explaining to us that the Holy Spirit is like wind. If the wind wants to blow past somewhere and someone is blocking the way, what will happen? I said, the little I know is that the person will be uprooted. Whatever has been standing against your progress and God's plans for your life will be uprooted once the Holy Ghost comes. I pray that any power of darkness that might be keeping you from fulfilling God's will and enjoying His blessings will be uprooted by the wind of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Another thing that happens when the wind blows is that there is divine provision. When God was going to give his people meat, he sent forth a wind that brought quails from the sea, and they fell in abundance around the camp, such that the people gathered them until the next day. Like we see in Numbers chapter 11 from verse 31 to 32. There is always more than enough where the wind of the Spirit blows. Lastly, Job said that the Spirit of God made him and the breath of the Almighty gave him life. Like we see in Job chapter 33 verse 4. God's wind gives life, and where there is life, death cannot stay. When God breathed into man in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, man became a living soul. He was transformed from mere dust into a walking, talking being. You will experience transformation when the wind of God's Spirit blows as he did over the formlessness of the earth and transformed it into a beautiful place, like we see in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. I decree that you will receive a fresh visitation of the wind of God this season in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.